Well, a NASA spacecraft collides with Mercury. Obama blamed. What do you know?
Live from Onoda Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's your last chance to enter our longest listener contest, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who wonders if NASA would pay him to drive his car into the garage door... Michael Feldman.
I would do it for a grant from NASA. Okay. Before crashing into obliteration against Mercury, the craft provided valuable data showing the planet was straight ahead. NASA plans future target shooting at all eight planets and Pluto, plus your mother's house. In non-NASA news that isn't, I think the best headline of the NFL draft was the LA Times, Jameis Winston breaks out crab legs after getting number one. Pretty good. Though I would have said, Jameis is. That wouldn't have been so good, though, because it's more visual, than, but I thought that would be pretty good. Big, you know, big, bold headline. Okay. Tesla wants to sell you batteries for your house, but I'm sticking with the wind-up key. More reliable. Consumer sentiment is up. Sentiment, not sediment. I'm not a real sentimental consumer. I consume with abandon. So I don't know anything about that. Avengers Age of Ultron is not about a deodorant. Oh, I believe Ultron is a deodorant. Really big deodorant. All kind of computer effects coming from a roll-on ball. Really cool. I'm going to see it. Okay. Milwaukee Bucks rhymed by the Bulls. Anyway, well, they put up a good fight except when it counted. So, you know, what can you say about that? That's sort of what happens sometimes. No, it doesn't matter. They were good. Only way to get Floyd Mayweather. I've watched the films. There's only one way to get Floyd Mayweather. You know what you do? You drop a dollar on the mat, and when he kneels to pick it up, uppercut. Right. Might work with a quarter, but I'm saying with a dollar, he's definitely going to pick it up because he's Floyd Mayweather. Okay, coming up on this episode of Rich Guys Rockets.
On this episode of Rich Guys Rockets, Jeff Bezos Rockets homes in on Elon Musk's rocket, while Richard Branson crosses rockets with Kim Jong-un. That's coming up on Fox.
Rich Guys Rockets, I love it. It's my favorite new show. Thanks, Arnold.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jeff Bezos, by the way, has that Saturn booster he pulled up from the ocean. So, you know, one of these days, Arnold, pow, right to the moon.
Right to the moon, yeah.
Okay, anonymous messaging app Secret shuts down with an unprintable text, don't know from who. Father of our country indicted in George Washington Bridge scandal. Bernie Sanders out to make President Bernie Sanders something other than a punchline. He's so liberal, he makes his opponent look like Hilla the Hun. I know. Oh, that's right. Really, most of the Hillary-Bernie policy differences are fashion policy. And not much of that, come to think of it. Donald Trump took the new double chin drug and eliminated his head. That was just that silly toop on his neck. But it works. That's the good news. It worked. The Brewers are just this close to shooting the dog. Ooh. Oh, and Hank, he was a good old boy. Had to do it, though. Polls show most Americans approve of drone strikes on neighbors they don't care for, providing their name doesn't get into it. Well, they got one of those basketball trampoline things. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to get that thing. Another poll shows that half of all Americans would call in a drone strike on themselves if it were Amazon Prime. That was much to do about nothing. Slumping McDonald's completely rethinks its menu with 50 shades of haggis. The Scottish entrails and a bladder treat. Because old McDonald used everything. McHaggis. This is what they're going for, the whole campaign. McHaggis, not just in a bladder anymore. Yeah. That big, instead of the golden arches, they will have a giant bladder. Just have to fill it in, and you got a bladder, basically. So it's good. The McHaggis shake. Once you get used to the color and the smell, you'll never drink anything else. Another news. The Obama Library, long overdue, goes to Chicago's Hoffman Estates O'Hare landing approach. Because people are only too anxious to get out of there, so they got to land cheap. The highlight of the Obama Library will be a huge drone targeting game called Drone On and On. So interactive. You're going to love it. Speaking of Jeb Bush, in case you were, has so far kept off all the weight by holding off on his native rice and beans and fatback diet. Eventually, of course, he will return to looking much more like his mother than his father. I don't know if Jeb saw this, though. On the bottom there's a little notice, asterisk, limit 2 presidencies per family. Seems reasonable. Most families are lucky to get one, you know. So that's, some families will just get all the presidencies, you know. Stack them up. Millennials, it seems, favor Hillary Clinton for president, but Rand Paul for disc golf. Most of the questions from the Supreme Court justices on same-sex marriage were, how does the honeymoon work? Some of them, I haven't been out in the world too much, you know, so to speak. Scott Walker on the campaign trail so long that he had to apply for a visa to return to Wisconsin. And because of his immigration policies, it's no sure thing that'll get him. And finally, this just in, Duchess Kate gives birth to a Duchette. So congratulations to the royal family. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Let's go do something now. I don't know. What do you want to do?